This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Good morning. Oh, perfect situation.
Yeah.
To be rolling. Yeah.
Great.
To be recording. Let's get comfortable. What? And I'm going to take off my shoes.
Yeah.
Let's get into
You're
it.
You're late.
I know.
Not today, but to the shoe game.
No, I know. I wish I were wearing my Uggs.
Well, welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to the podcast. Can I do my song of the week?
Yeah.
And this one was a runaway hit. For song of the week.
Okay.
Runaway favorite.
Yeah.
Flame Shards Goo by...
That's not real.
Yes. By ML Buck.
Who's that?
She's like a Danish
okay,
musician.
Okay, crazy guy.
I know. It's sounding like that, but by the way, it's like, I kind of was like, oh my God, I found this like random.
Yeah.
And then I keep being like, you guys know ML Buck? And everybody's like, yeah. Obviously, we know ML Buck.
She's,
and
she's very,
like, amazing.
Very renowned.
Very renowned, and everybody loves her. And it's like, it's so good. She released this new album in October, and it's like.
That's cool.
The whole thing, it all sounds like, it's like a music you listen to on like a sunny winter day.
Upbeat.
Yeah, it's like kind of jangly guitars, like rock sounds, but kind of like mellow.
Okay. You know, I never really gave rock and roll a chance.
I texted my friend. I said, rock is back.
Yeah. I think you told me that.
That I texted our friend Patrick that?
No, that rock just is that back. Rock and roll is back. Yeah.
Yeah. And by the way, like, I kind of texted him in this declarative way, but it really was a question because I don't know so much about like music and trends.
No, and he does. And what did he say?
He said, it's undeniable.
Oh.
But I actually don't know if he
was he
that.
Just trying to play?
Maybe he was just trying to play.
You're trying to actually get information.
I was like, no. Like,
yeah,
sorry,
like,
rock is back, question mark?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, I don't know if it's back.
It's interesting when you're with someone who's like an expert in their field and you like try and talk to them about it and they like think you're playing. Like, I feel like I have that with our friend who's like a fashion expert.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be like, wait, so what pants should I buy right now?
Right.
And she's like, yeah, I mean, which is the normal social thing to do, is to not like get into it.
Right. You're like, she's like, I know, it's crazy. Nobody ever knows what pants. You're like, no.
Yeah.
Like, brand, store, tell me where to go now.
Right.
Like, I need it.
Yeah.
I know. That's cool. Whenever our fashion friend, like, whenever she's like, ooh, like, cool shoes.
Yeah.
I'm like,
it's huge.
That is like awesome for me.
Yeah,
because it's like, I don't know, I'm just guessing.
Yeah,
you know, I have no idea.
My song of the week is no song.
There's
no song.
You didn't award one this week.
No, I don't think that there were any songs that earned it.
Shoot, it's one of those. It's like that time with the Nobel or the Pulitzer or something.
They do that.
There was one year where they were like, nothing was good enough.
That's so ridiculous.
I know. Like, Swamplandia by Karen Russell was nominated, but it didn't make it, I think.
Did you think it should?
No. I didn't think it. I was like, yeah, I get why that didn't win. And I don't know if it was that year. I don't know.
I kind of remember being a kid and like doing some... Oh, see, there's cat hair on this.
Yeah, welcome to my life.
I don't understand.
Natalie was staying
cats
at
cats or kittens. They trouble me and I don't see the point.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
I'm also just super allergic.
Really?
And I kind of don't.
Oh, I didn't know that. Wait.
Well, not like.
I'm super allergic.
Not super.
Yeah, you come to my house all the time.
I know. But the truth is, like, if I was there for long enough.
It would be uncomfortable.
Which I am. So it's like, what?
Right.
I don't know. It's hard to explain. But I do itch and sneeze.
Right. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I think that one of the big appeals with cats is that it's like. I don't know if this is going to make sense. You have like kind of an oblique creature. And I don't think I'm using the word oblique right. I just wanted to give it a shot. I think what I really mean is like a creature.
Hard to read?
Yeah. Who's like kind of hard to read and make sense of. But like that there is a logic there. It's the same kind of pleasure as like you get with dogs where you're just like. Like, the thrill of being, like, when you can sense an animal's intention is so, like, cool, right? When you're, like, oh, my God, like, he's looking at that shadow.
Yeah.
Like, he's confused about the shadow. He thinks it's something.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I understand. I mean, that's what I have with kids.
Right.
Like, just getting to speak a similar language when you can't, actually.
Right, right, right. Like, the challenge of actually, like, crossing, a gulf of conversation.
I think the problem is, and I've had this my whole life, is I haven't. Unless I can hug and squeeze an animal, I've never understood the point.
Oh, right.
You know? And
cats, you can't always
do that.
Cats,
you can't do that. And I actually like the cat that I was engaged in cat sitting last night did come up to me while I was sleeping to like cuddle.
Right.
But I like don't touch it because
you are allergic.
Then it makes me so allergic. Right. So it's like I actually like. I'm not getting the pleasurable thing.
That's funny because you're like, I don't like that with cats. Like, it's like you're allergic to them.
I know.
It's like that makes sense. You don't like them.
Right, totally.
You can't do the thing that is like, you know, because I cuddle with, I mean, my cat Sterling. I mean.
He's your bedfellow.
No, I don't sleep with him.
Okay, I just said that. Like, right. There's no need to attack me.
Like, we read together.
There we go.
Yeah. And sometimes it's like on the couch. But I can do whatever I want to him physically. And he'll be purring. He doesn't care. He just loves to be touched.
Right.
And it's like I can like move his paws around however I want. I can hold him in any which way. Mm-hmm. He's like, we're hanging out. I love it.
Right, right.
It's sweet.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
I remember I like love dolphins as I think many kids do, you know, as a child.
I still love dolphins. Well, I think that's something kids get right.
Yes.
Kids hear about dolphins and there's an instinctive recognition that something special is going
on.
And I totally think they're on to it.
Yes. But I want to say that I think there's also like a sociological component to when dolphins became like a thing in pop culture. Mm-hmm. Remember from Blackfish?
Bless you.
Bless you.
Cat.
Right, because of the cat. You have cat hair all over you.
Ugh.
Sorry.
It's okay. But I remember hearing about swimming with dolphins and being like, oh, my God, like, I have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But then finding out that, like, you don't get to hug and squeeze them.
Right.
No, I wasn't even thinking that it's not nice to them.
Right.
I was just like, you don't get to, like, cuddle them.
Right. You know what's interesting?
Yeah.
Like, many animals.
You can't.
That's not what I was going to say.
All right, Charlie. That's fair.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Like, you wanted to say
and
what you wanted to say.
Stop guessing.
Right. Do you want another guess?
No. But wasn't I saying at our show, like, or somewhere, like, this actually is my idea.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we'll wait.
Okay.
But I want to say my thing.
It's not what I've written down, but I mean, I just want to make it that.
Oh, you can change it.
Yeah.
I'm like, you have to go through the official channels, but.
You have a pen, Emma. Oh yeah.
Yeah, you do.
Yes, I do.
Don't try to hide that from us. She has one. Don't let her lie to you. Lots of animals, and I know this from videos I've seen online, love to be like scratched in the way that like dogs and cats do.
Oh yeah.
Like there's videos
from
of
their
people
belly.
Who are like belly or like on their noses, like people will do that with sharks. And it's like I think I had said this idea at, like, a show where it's, like, it's really hard to know exactly what's happening. Like, it's, like, okay, it really looks like that shark is doing the thing that, like, a dog or a human would do when it's enjoying something where it's, like, moving towards it. Who knows, right? Like, maybe it's, like, oh, it's actually in big distress. Whatever.
Right, right, right.
But
that's, like, my joke about the sex for pleasure.
Yes. Right, right.
You guess, but you don't know.
We don't know, right. So, like, but it, actually, interestingly, it seems like many animals at least won't leave and kind of seem like they're enjoying it when they're like nuzzled and scratched. Animals that you wouldn't like, you know, you and this goes very far and I can't verify any of this, but there will be a video
dinosaurs.
Of like dinosaurs love it. I was gonna say like a snail, you know what I mean? Like if you do that, like
Are you being honest?
Yes. But again, that's like, who knows?
Are you saying there might be a video of a snail? Or you're saying I've seen a video of a snail being scratched?
I'm remembering one, but it could be a false memory. It could be a false memory.
I don't want to be a hater, but it's, it's just, I'm just, my understanding of the world that I'm bringing, it's very suspect.
Right. That one I'm,
like, doesn't a snail, like, recoil upon touch?
Right. And so I'm going to leave that one off the table.
A snail, like, someone, like, scratching a snail's chin and it's, like, nuzzling into them.
Okay, but, like, a shark, by the way, like.
Yeah, yeah, the shark one is crazy.
And you see the videos where it's, like, a fish will, like, someone will be, like, kind of holding it and will, like, throw it. And then the fish will come back into the hand and, like, they'll do it again.
Yeah,
and it's,
yeah.
Like, so,
Mm-hmm.
And you know it's interesting because
this it was just is
right. I mean, you don't have to say much more than that,
right?
But one thing that's cool about it is that, like,
it's Coolio.
Well, with owning a cat, you're sometimes like, am I imprisoning you? Like, is this like? And I've had this problem, but it's nice that it's like, well, you know what? We're giving you the gift of our opposable thumbs, and we're actually touching you in ways that, like, I was like, maybe I would give up a lot of freedom in my life to be like.
Caressed
in that
the
way.
Proper way.
Like, imagine someone, like, with the same size difference of, like, a cat and you.
Huh. Wow, scratching your back.
Right, or just, but, like, not, like, doing, giving you, like, a head massage and, like, holding you. Like, that sounds amazing.
Mm.
And it does seem like, actually, we can give animals certain kinds of physical sensations they don't get otherwise.
Well, yeah, but I don't know, like, well, okay, first of all, I appreciate you're bringing a lot of really interesting stuff to the table.
No, I'm like,
you're firing off in a good way. Yeah. And I have a couple different things to say. First of all, I'm trying to imagine the size, like the relative size of a human to cat, human hand to cat head, what size that hand would be to a human head, and if that would make the feeling of being caressed more pleasurable. Mm-hmm. Like, would a bigger, like a thumb that's the size of my hand, maybe it would. But
I don't know.
It's not obvious to me that it would. Right. Like a bigger hand.
You're asking a good question.
But do you think it would? Maybe it would. Maybe a big hand scratching your back would feel good.
Like, imagine it's like your whole back. Like massaging it. It's not like scratching. Right. It's like, imagine like a big hand massaging you.
Right, right. That's probably good. I feel like we're walking into something like insanely sexual.
Totally. Like, I can't get it. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Like, this is going to end up on one of those, like, effed up websites.
Right.
That we support, by the way.
Right, right, right.
So, like, have
that's
at
what
it.
Your money's going to.
Yeah.
Which is all like, the money we get from the show,
sell,
we donate
right?
to erotica.
One of those, like, nonprofit
softcore,
yeah. erotica. Yeah, it is a donation.
We sell to, like, an audio.
So, I think of, like, the hand size now as being so, like, nimble. Mm-hmm. Like, it can kind of, like, push in these tiny ways or whatever.
And that's actually the thing that makes the human kind of formulation special.
Yeah, but maybe it would be nice if it was so big. And
I love when, like, you see a video of, like, a cat with, like, a chimpanzee. And the chimpanzee like, loving the cat. And the cat is like, thank you.
Right.
I mean,
I always had this feeling that they were doing those kind of photo shoots, like, unlike the animal friendships, and then they would, like, call cut, and they would each, like, go to their opposite
they're
sides
smoking
of the,
a cigarette.
Yeah.
They're like, he's nice. Mm-hmm. if any listener has experience or insight into this thing of, like, humans being able to uniquely give animals pleasure, or I want to see those
but
videos.
Can we, like, say that in a way that doesn't sound like a hand job?
Pleasure is hard. Pleasure is, like, the word that's the problem.
Pleasure is hard, bro.
Stop. Like, no, like, come on. Like,
yeah,
seriously.
Like, well, I also wonder, it's like, is it the human ego to think that we can do is better than, like, a cat's mommy licking its cat baby.
Right, right.
Like, that probably, that kind of, like, rough tongue is probably, like,
is awesome.
Yeah, they must love that.
And I have this question about, like, okay, the video of, like, the shark's nose being, like, scratched and the shark seeming to like it. Like, does anybody have any insight on
that? Is it also
CGI? Right. It could be.
But all of it could be.
I just had,
a big idea.
No, it's like, I was... Well, the only way I was through in this case, I was watching a video on TikTok yesterday. It was like a live video, and it was like a Super Smash Bros. Stream. It's like a and I watched that a lot actually.
Right, someone playing.
Sometimes
that.
I'm like, why don't I have time to watch TV? It's like because you do watch stuff, it's just not TV.
Yeah, but you don't have to watch TV.
Right, exactly. I'm like, fuck. But like, also, if I want to work in TV, I like should.
No.
Okay. You're right.
I actually don't think so.
Right. This one player was playing Jigglypuff. Her name was Violet, and she was really good. She was, like, destroying everyone. Everybody was like, she's a bot, she's a bot, she's a bot. And I was like, whoa, that's kind of interesting. And someone in the match was like, Violet, if you're not a bot, kill yourself on the next. Like, you know, it's like you, each person has three lives.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, if you're not a bot, like, sacrifice a life. And then in the next game, she did. And it was like, whoa. And then she still won. I was like, this is awesome.
Whoa, that's hardcore as fuck.
I know, but it was interesting that I was like, I don't spend time in that kind of digital space a lot, but I was like, that's like a concern of like, who's a bot, who's not. And then some people were saying stuff in a way that was really repetitive where I was like, I think this person is a bot, actually.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, this person is saying the exact same thing with the exact same emojis again and again.
Huh.
And I'm like, oh my God, what a like kind of an exhausting thing to have to do. Yeah. It's like, is it real or is it not?
My younger sister will say that a lot to people, about people as like an insult. I never really knew about that, but like she says it a lot. Like she'll be like, he's a bot.
Right.
Or like, she's literally being a bot.
Right. Whoa, that's cool.
She's really, really funny.
Yeah, that's
like
hilarious.
She'll say crazy stuff like that and other stuff.
And she's a little younger than both of us. So it's like, I'm wondering if that's like because she has more experience.
Right,
with that.
Right. She taught me about Riz. Like she knows about certain things. Taught me about Send It.
Oh, yeah.
And that one was very hard for me to learn. It took me a long time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my brother, I know about that because of my brother.
Who's also younger.
But he didn't teach me. He just used it enough where I got it.
But is that not what a good teacher does?
But that's it's a little, yes.
That's how I learned it too, except that.
You said,
I ask questions.
Right. I have a wound on my hand. Do you want to see? Do you see it's like right
here? I don't.
Can you get closer? It's kind of cool because it's like a seam and it's stitching itself up.
Ew. Oh, is that the one that you were touching the other day?
No, maybe. No.
Hmm.
Anything else?
Awkwardness.
Awkward turtle.
Extreme awkwardness occurring.
Yeah.
Anything else? Of course.
Well, we could talk about the wound.
On your hand?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got it from opening a bottle of cooking wine.
Oh, what kind of opening? A cork?
No, it was just like a screw cap, but it's like, I think it was so intense that like when I did, you know, and like I'd opened it previously, but for some reason this time it was really hard. And so like, as I rotated it, like the bottom scraped against, you know, my like, you can kind of imagine like.
That's cool.
Thank you. Thank
That's
you.
Honestly cool.
Thank you.
I have a cut on my thumb that comes and goes.
Oh, really?
And it's from dry skin. Mm-hmm. And when it is there, it's like so like bloody.
Yeah. Your knuckles can really bleed a lot.
Take
I think I'm just interested in this because it's like really cool to watch your body like sew itself up.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Like, and it's kind of when you have like a little injury, it gives your life a little bit of a narrative arc for like a few days. You were like, well, that day it was actually kind of hard to pick stuff up with that hand. And then a few days later, your body, it's like, it's a nice little microcosm of like healing.
Yeah. A microcosm?
No.
It's a metaphor.
Metaphor. Thank you.
Let's do our list.
Okay.
I'm going to throw mine.
I'm going to just pass you mine, but you can still throw yours. And I caught it perfectly with my left hand.
And ours are pink and green, which is watermelon colors.
Watermelon colors.
Hi.
I'm going to do your first one. You did four ideas.
No, I crossed one out.
No, there's still four.
Oh, right.
There was going to be five?
No.
That's crazy.
Remember I just added one?
Right. Do you want to start with that one?
I think that I want to just save that for another day.
Great. Plain Swifty.
Okay. This is like a story, actually,
mm-hmm.
that when I went with my girlfriend for Christmas, we were flying, and it was her at the window, me in the middle, and then a random girl.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, we were in the exit row. And as you guys all saw, that door flew off that plane that one time.
That wasn't even the exit door. That was just a different, separate, random part of the plane.
Stop! It was just like a panel?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
And I literally need to learn how to find out what model my plane is. Because that's a thing that like people I know are like, they look it up and they're like, I have friends who are like, I for a while have been like, I don't fly Boeing 737s.
You have friends who for a while have said, I'm not.
Can
seriously.
I be honest?
Yeah.
No. I don't have friends like that. That's right.
And I take no pleasure in that coming apart. But no. I just needed to know.
I don't have. Yeah, that's crazy. I don't have friends who are like not flying.
I'm not flying a Boeing 737.
No, of course I don't have friends like that.
Right. But what did you mean? Like,
I have friends who look it up.
Right.
And they are like, oh, it's a Boeing 737. Right, but they'll fly on it anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Because that's the one that the door flew off of.
Right.
Or like that's the one that has problems you know about.
Well, they crash.
They crash.
Yeah.
They basically can't stay up.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It's actually like.
They'd like start going up and then they like nosedive because of like a glitch in the system.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I won't fly on a.
Oh, is there
really?
Oh my God.
Really? You won't?
Yeah. I mean, I don't like flying anyway. Yeah. I mean, God knows. I'm not very like adept at these things. So if what I'm looking up is even correct, I don't know. Right. But from what I can understand, I'm avoiding it.
How do you see it? When you buy the ticket?
Yeah, and like certain airlines will fly them and certain airlines don't.
Wow. Wait, that's crazy, Charlie, that you didn't know that about Emma, but you spoke her.
I was like, I have a feeling that I have friends.
Yeah, you literally do.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
That is cool.
Well, let's look that up for our flight to LA because.
I know.
Yeah, we have to have you guys.
Yeah, I seriously don't want. But you know what my girlfriend said that I thought was comforting?
What?
She was like, listen, that's kind of how good planes are, that a panel can fly off and nothing happen.
No.
Why not?
Because the reason that nothing happened, which is also crazy, and is this true, is nobody was sitting in that row because those two people who had those tickets missed the flight. Did you guys know that?
No.
And I'm pretty sure that's true.
Legend has it. I feel like they're like Jack Black's mom.
That's called
you know how that always happens at the end of a story?
Yes.
Like, and that person
was Seth MacFarlane.
Was Bill Clinton's daughter.
Right.
Or
father.
Or was on the way to become George Clooney or something. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes. That's called burnt toast theory. Any small inconvenience might be preventing you from like a future catastrophe. It's actually kind of like OCD thinking, but like for good.
In a good way.
Right.
That's cool. Yeah.
You're like, anytime something kind of bad happens to you, you're like, you know what? I bet you I was going to be in a horrible car.
Actually. Yeah, that's cool. When I was on like Orthodox Jewish TikTok, there was like a trend of these girls being like whenever something bad would happen, they would be like, well, if they would like miss a bus or whatever, they'd be like, oh, my soulmate's on the next bus. Like you know what I mean?
That's hard because it's like, you're going to find that out soon. If your soulmate is going to be on the bus. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
Aw, I want a soulmate.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, who doesn't?
Like,
I want to be twin flames.
Oh, yeah. Twin flames.
Yeah, speak on it.
Well, I don't know anything about it, but my understanding just from the way the words sound is that it's like a little chaotic or something.
Oh.
Like that there's like.
Right.
Just because I know just from Megan Fox and that guy.
Oh, they were like twin
flames.
They're
twin flames, yeah. And like they're like, I don't really like the idea that love is like, when it's like, it's so fiery and it's like crazy and it's like, it hurts so good. I'm like, no.
Right.
How about it good so good?
Right. How about like, we did the cabin weekend and it was really nice.
And we come home and we want to watch another movie.
Right, right. We laughed a lot when we went to that antique store together.
Right.
Period.
How did this begin?
We were talking about nuzzling sharks or something?
No. What's
the 737?
Yeah,
oh, plane Swifty.
Oh, right, right. Okay, so we were on the plane and we were in the exit row.
You're sitting next to a shark.
Which, by the way, you get more leg room. They don't go back.
Right.
You're actually tilted forward, basically. Right. It was the tightest flight I've ever been on in my life.
Shit. It's not that long, right?
No. Well, it's like 5 hours.
Right. Whatever. I don't know why I said that. Like, it's not that long. It's like, whatever.
It's no,
like,
it's not that long. Some flights are like 12 hours. Some flights are 18 hours. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. How do they fly that long?
That's actually.
I would take pills.
I bet you pilots do take pills.
No. As a passenger.
Oh,
like,
I mean,
all different kinds of.
I basically do take pills when I fly.
Mm-hmm.
And I take pills even when I don't fly, but just regularly at night. And it's just like my SSRI. And then an omega-3. And then sometimes I do a B12.
Right. Understood.
And do you guys think I should get into magnesium?
No.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
As a powder? It's for sleeping?
Yeah. I'm curious. And I'll actually invite the listeners to kind of chime
really? In. Really? Because you said you didn't want to do that anymore.
I know. But I might not respond.
Yeah.
But so if you're willing to take that risk and you have something to say about magnesium or just like anything that can help.
Mm-hmm.
Going through another anxious period. but I'm chilling. But I'm also fine.
Yes, you are. And you shall be well.
Watermelon paper.
Hi.
So the plain Swiftie Taylor.
So you were so this girl. So I bought. So I didn't have a book. I was like, I'll buy a book when I get there or something. Mm-hmm. And but I was worried about the plane ride because God knows these planes don't have TVs anymore. Right. Like they brought the TVs in and they took them out right away.
Right.
Anyways, remember when there used to be a TV?
Yes, like one. And you were like, we're watching.
Every like 20 rows.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
That was fun.
And it's like, we're going to play the Jimmy Fallon, Queen Latifah taxi movie.
Right. And it's like, God bless you.
And it's like, sure.
Right.
I'll watch that
now
one.
Now it's like, oh, yeah, sure. I'll binge The Office. It's like, you're not at home.
No, watch it's not even taxi. That. It's like, we're going to watch three random episodes of Bob Loves Abishola.
What is that?
It's like a random CBS show that like had like two seasons.
Bob Loves Abishola.
Yeah.
Sounds fabulous. A great title. Mm-hmm. Already, right off the bat, great title.
Right.
That's all I know.
Yeah.
But I know something.
I actually think you'd be a good executive, network executive.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
That's crazy.
I don't think you'll ever get there. I don't think you have it in you to get there.
Everything goes totally right, right. I'll never have to get there.
If you do become a network executive, you will not have much to do with it. The process. It will have to fall into your lap. But once you get there, I know you'll do well.
Right. By like an accident. Like
right.
It's someone with the same name, but without a hyphen.
It's like
or
a plot, basically. Yeah. It has to be like a random like mix up.
But now that I'm there, I like fell in love with the whatever.
Because
so
you
I don't
bring such
undo
a
it.
Different thing to it.
That's why I'd be good.
Yeah. It's like the things you'd have to do to get there are actually like limit you.
Yeah, I know.
And how good you could be at it.
That's the thing.
And I don't know what goes into that job at all.
Me neither. And I don't care. Please, please don't tell me.
Right.
Please, please don't.
Destroy
me. That's from Celeste. Okay. Anyways. So we're sitting on the plane. Mm-hmm. And I got a Time magazine. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's not my favorite choice.
No.
But
right.
For me right now, this is how it goes for magazines. Mm-hmm. New Yorker. Way too long. Mm-hmm. I will never read an article. I gave it a time in my life. I'll never do it again. The Atlantic, way too long and like randomly like Republican.
It's a Republican rag. Or it's actually, no, like it's Democratic. It's just, it sucks.
Right. Okay.
And racist.
New York Mag, it really hits for me.
I love New York.
Short articles, in line with what I kind of like.
Right.
And just like,
good mixture.
Hits my bone.
Pop stuff and like, yeah.
It just hits my bone.
It gives you a boner, yeah.
It gives me a big, big boner that I like. That pleases me. Mm-hmm. So they didn't have that. So I said, Time is like, the articles are short. It's like almost like People, but
it
it's like not.
It almost is only about Taylor Swift.
Right. Well, so it was the Taylor Swift article.
Okay.
Or Person of the Year, whatever. But that's not why I got it, but whatever. I just got it.
She and Beyonce are in this long, like, they're always, like,
head-to-head. Right. To head. No, I know. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. But it's just a good example of just, like,
timing.
Yeah, I actually don't know what it exemplifies, quite frankly. That I think, like, a rivalry usually has nothing to do with you.
Mm.
Or guys, I don't know, and I don't want to talk about it.
Right.
And they don't have a rivalry. Anyways, so, and by the way, like, I do like Taylor Swift. Like, so that's something I just need to say. Like, I know a lot of her songs and, like, I know a lot about, like, who they're about. And not as much as other people, but, like,
You're in the lore. Yeah. You're not in the lore, yeah.
And this girl... Okay, so that I had it in my thing for, like, the whole flight and then didn't read it at all. And then, like, as we were, like, almost landing, the girl next to me was like, oh, my God, like, can I take a look at that? Like, pointed to the magazine. And I was like, oh, yeah, for sure. And she was like... I was like, are you a Swiftie? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, me too. And she was like, I haven't seen it in person yet, like about the magazine. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my God, totally. And I turned to my girlfriend to be like, she's a Swiftie too. And my girlfriend literally was like doing the thing that you like do to like a stranger to me of like, no. And like hiding her head basically to be like, I don't want to engage with any of this like Swiftiness. Like it really scared her. And then I was kind of like with that girl, like showing her the magazine and like she was looking at it. And then it became like the two of us. Mm-hmm. And my girlfriend was the person we didn't know. Which like she alienated herself by being like,
right. She's like, I don't want to be part of this.
And she
kind of
doesn't like that I'm a Swiftie. Like I think that's something that's like hard for her. So to watch me like find community in that, I think was like especially difficult. That's it.
You know, she texted me, your girlfriend,
okay,
about gaming.
Oh.
She propositioned me. did I ever tell you that?
That's right. That's part of our thing.
Right. she was like, how's the PS5?
Oh, yeah.
She and we're talking about it.
How is it?
It's awesome. I'm playing Elden Ring.
Whoa.
And I'm loving it. I love it.
That's great. That's what you were playing before, though, too.
Yeah, but I was playing on a PS4, and it was like basically not working. And now it's like, it's totally a different game.
And is it like you can't go back once you...
Yeah, and also now that I'm playing the second time, I like know how to play a lot better. And I'm having so much fun.
Really?
It's crazy.
But aren't you like, I know what happens?
A little, but not even really.
Is and it like watching a movie that you already love?
No, actually my roommate came and was like, he was like, oh, so tell me about like what the plot of the game is. And I was like, totally. And then I couldn't even think of one thing that happened. I was like, they're trying to get something. My character's trying to get something. And there's a lot of people who could kill her.
That was like me with Severance.
Right. Yeah.
We actually have an unreleased episode of our Patreon that... This is the first time we've ever recorded and actually deaded it.
Yeah, we were like, it's not, it doesn't work.
Because we were going to do a listener's, sorry. We were going to do a thing where Charlie and I tell each other the plot of things and Charlie was going to tell me Frankenstein.
And I was so ready and I was doing an amazing job.
I know, but then he set it up so interestingly that I actually said, wait, I want to read it.
Yeah.
And then we had to stop. Yeah. And then I told the story of Severance, which I couldn't remember.
Right.
So that was really uninteresting. And then, it just kind of fell apart. And I will totally take the blame.
Yeah, but that's okay.
Maybe I'll buy Frankenstein right after this.
I would go with you to do it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Go to Barnes & Noble. Attend the tale of Sweeney Todd.
I'm not sure, bro.
Should we do my first idea?
Yeah.
Do you have anything else with Plain Swifty?
Or no.
I didn't even respond to it.
Well, let's have at it.
You know, a friend of mine was really extolling the virtues of talking to people on flights, especially long international flights. And she says that she always does it, always makes connections.
Really?
Yeah. Like, she was actually talking to this woman. She was flying to India, like... And was like, at the end, was like, hey, can you show me like how to get to like, can you show me like how to get to this place? And the woman was like, my like grandfather's picking me up. Like, he'll just drop you off.
Wow.
And like, he did.
The sky?
Yeah, it was sky. And then she was saying like, same thing happened on the way back.
Really?
Like, she met another person. The person was like, oh, I'll drop you off at your mom's house. No problem.
Wow.
Yeah. And like, talks. And I was like, oh, like, I'm not opposed to that.
No, me neither.
And actually, like, I love chatting.
I guess the danger, like, the reason it's so, like, illegal seeming is, like, that if you didn't want to talk and someone approached you to talk and you felt stuck, you're super stuck.
You're really stuck.
But I'm sure she knows how to, like, read the signals of, like...
Yeah, and I think also she's more, like, has, I think, kind of a wider array of, like... Like, is more interested in talking generally.
Okay.
Right? Like, whereas I'm like, if it's the most interesting conversation legit ever, like, word. But kind of short of that, I'm like, I think I really would rather do my own thing.
Really?
And so it's like, the risk-reward ratio is off.
Yeah. Slash, I think it's smart to do that because also you end up needing each other. Like, you're going to need one of you to get up for the other one to go to the bathroom, whatever the arrangement is.
Yeah.
And that's, you need each other. Right.
I definitely have chatted. It's just, like, not, like, long conversation.
Yeah.
You know what else it is?
I've chatted so much.
Is that you're hearing, like, it's, like, the spectatorship. That, like...
Someone's listening?
Yeah, people are listening to you do this, like, new acquaintance conversation, and that's, like, kind of vulnerable.
Oh, I don't know about
that.
Because I feel like people can't hear on a plane.
Right.
Everybody's anything like, except for what's right in front of them.
And
they're
also, like, all plugged in.
Yeah. Like, I've never heard someone else talk on a plane.
I have... And I judge it.
I'm sorry.
This is always the thing where people are like, nobody remembers when someone was weird at a party. And I'm like, uh-oh. Like, you guys have bad news. Like, I'm clogging it. I'm telling other people.
Right. And my friends and I have been telling that story for like 40 years.
Yeah, when we're laughing at it still. Something you did at a party. And I actually am scared to say that to listeners because it's like, no, we don't.
No, I mean,
whatever.
Honestly, I think it's really hard to get someone to care about a story of someone being weird who none of you know.
Right, exactly.
But if it's someone you guys know.
It's like, yeah. But also.
But what about this framing, which we've done many times? Right. It's like, it's a gift to that friend group.
Right, right. That's
Give
really the
gift
thing.
To the friend group of being odd or curt or rude or silly or wrong. Not silly.
Right.
Silly is inoffensive.
Wrong, but. Right. It's like, you gave someone something to talk about. And by the way, like, we always have this dynamic. Instead of being like, nobody notices, it's like, they notice, it's fine.
Yeah.
You're actually okay if people think you're weird.
Yeah.
Like, those people don't, it's okay.
And weird.
Come on.
Is coolness.
Literally, come to the dark side, we have cookies. Do you think I can, if I got that on a shirt, if yeah. I got a shirt that said that, like, would that be cute? Because I'm also wearing Uggs. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know. You have to be careful with that stuff.
Because it's ironic. And it's like, yeah. Don't wear something ironic.
Right. You would have to believe it, too. That's like, Indigo has a really funny joke about that.
No, what is it?
I can't exactly remember, but you guys should go follow Indigo a scene. We've had her on the show before, and she has a funny joke about that. I feel like she put it online, maybe.
Yeah. Okay. Let's do my... Okay. Two words. Fiona and Cyrus.
Cool.
They are friends of our producer, Emma, and they... How did they meet? On a little app called Hinge, which is a dating app designed to be deleted. They met, and they are, from what I'm hearing, completely head over heels in love. And they met on this app.
And they're really good together?
Yeah.
They're really good together.
I mean, it's amazing. And it works, and that's because Hinge really allows kind of a depth of information.
Totally. You have to answer these prompts. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like, if you share a lot of information on another app, it's kind of like, ew, why did you want to share all that stuff?
Right, but Hinge, it's kind of like, you have to.
But then you need it to be able to have a conversation.
It actually shows if I were like, ugh, they're making me do this. But yeah. And then it's actually like, but thank God they are.
Thank God. Right. Because you actually have something to say.
Yeah. And specifically, Hinge's LGBTQIA+ prompts are designed to help queer daters better connect based on similarities, interests, and compatibility.
That's cool.
That is cool. They sent us some of these prompts, so we're going to answer them.
Okay. The first time I knew I was gay was, this is actually something that comes up, like, on,
people
like to talk about their early gay feelings, so I could see that being a really good prompt. Like, mine would probably be, like, when I saw this, like, on TV, like, there was this girl, like, and she dropped her underwear panties on the ground.
Whoa, and you were like...
But I'm looking for what that movie was, okay? It made me gay. What was it?
Mm-hmm.
So, but that could start a good conversation with someone.
Yeah, I have this joke I'm doing right now in my stand-up where it's like, I'm like such an oversharer. So I came out really early. I came out when I was 14. And the joke is like, I'm like, I saw like a hot guy when I was 14 and I was like, Mom!
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a great story. So you could say that on the app.
Right, exactly.
Download Hinge and show off your full self using their LGBTQIA+ prompts today. Then find someone worth deleting the app for.
Yeah, have a little fun.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Sticky notes.
Wait, and we're using sticky notes. This is the thing of when you're trying...
I'm like thinking that that's not a coincidence.
It is.
Okay.
It is a coincidence.
Okay.
This is the thing of when you're trying to change your life. You keep coming back to this thing of like, how do I like keep a maxim in my head? How do I like reorient myself? And often we reorient ourselves through like little phrases, idioms, maxims, which we've talked about. And we want often to just remind ourselves of things, especially in the morning, especially at night, right?
Uh-huh.
And it's, you can derive again and again and again the system of put a sticky note somewhere where you'll see it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just interested that like, I'm like, does that work?
Mm.
Because to me, what kind of happens is it just sinks, it becomes the wall.
Yes, absolutely.
Right? And it's interesting that like, I'm like, wow, like these things that are so like such a random... Mm-hmm. little object become actually like our final hope for like personal transformation. Like not really, but actually like, are there other systems where we can like build writing into our visible world?
It's something. Like, well, I feel like if it's the same thing that you're being told, like it only lasts for a little bit. Like a couple days or something.
Right.
You could do sometimes I do an alarm with writing on it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
But not for like phrases. That's for like take pill.
Right.
But no, it is scary. It's like you have to kind of think like in a kind of like 50 first dates way of like, I need to communicate this to my morning self or something.
Right.
But I'm thinking more logistically, like when I'm like when you're going to the airport and you have a note that's like,
passport,
take medicine out of whatever. And like, it's like, you're like, well, I hope I look at my
right
dresser or whatever.
Right. No, totally. And it's right. I guess I think about it like I use them often for like personal transformation where it's like, take a breath. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I wouldn't write that. But like, or like on my wall, I have the Serenity Prayer. Mm-hmm. Right. And I'm like, is that like sinking into the background in a way where it actually is like just marginally resetting it where I like I'm kind of like clocking it and like,
yeah, maybe it's nudging does.
Something. Or is it truly just now the wall?
Well, maybe it's like if it's like it's not about just like hearing that phrase like mm-hmm. at random times. It's more about like you're using that to like replace like a way of thinking when you have a certain feeling. Right. Like if you're sad, instead of being like, my life sucks, you're wanting to replace that with like, God grant me blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So it's like that in having it like written down somewhere doesn't like account for like when you feel that. Like it's like, how do you remind yourself in the when you're having that feeling to whatever.
And I guess I'm also interested in just the process of like, I'm so oriented towards language and like I like any means of like putting language into my like mm-hmm. built world around me. And it's funny that the infrastructure we have for that is like
pretty weak
and also like ugly a little bit. Like I don't really like sticky notes. I don't like the feeling of writing on them. Mm-hmm. I don't like the colors. Like I'm sorry, no offense to
yeah, what the hell,
like these are the ugliest pairs of colors. Wait,
guys,
sorry
guys,
you know what I love though is note cards.
Oh great.
So actually like...
Yeah, like they're the same color though. Can I just say that?
No,
like,
no. The white note cards.
Oh, okay.
I like a white note card or like even... No, but they're not the same color. The yellow of a sticky note is different than the yellow of like that classic like note card yellow.
Right, yeah.
Like I'm not backing down.
No, sure. But though I do think they make them all in all different colors.
Right. And when I'm feeling it... But with note cards, you need like a separate like thing to put them on the wall.
Yeah, you need a little...
Like a thumbtack and you need the board.
I feel like therapy is supposed to do the thing of like... You identify like your coping mechanisms or something. Mm-hmm. And then the fact you identify that they are coping mechanisms. So then when those are happening, you're like, oh, I'm having a feeling.
Right.
And then that's when the words come in.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's like, oh, I'm like.
Well, so you're trained to be like, let me just know that during this situation, I like kind of want to invoke these words.
Yeah, I don't know. But it's kind of hard. Maybe that's like a Shark Tank thing you can come up with.
Like, I know. I'm just interested in the like connection between like the physical infrastructure of like the sticky note, the note card, and how this like mundane thing becomes like an important thing, at least for me. But also I think for a lot of people. I think a lot of people use sticky notes.
Well, it's very, very interesting to me that you bring this up to me mm-hmm. on this day, because just last night mm-hmm. I watched the episode of Grey's Anatomy where Derek and Meredith, spoiler mm-hmm. alert, get mm-hmm. married.
Oh, shit.
And they don't have time to go to the courthouse. Mm-hmm. And she's kind of freaking out because everyone keeps dying on the show. And she's like, we have to do it now because like whatever. Mm-hmm. And then he's like...
She's like, we're in this universe where people like die. Crazy shit happens
right.
really dramatically. I don't know totally. Why. This is our life.
And she's like, he's like, we just want to commit to each other. So let's just do that. Yeah. And he takes a post-it note mm-hmm. and they write their vows on a post-it note.
Right.
And they both sign it and then they like hang it up and it becomes like a thing of the show that they have this post-it note marriage. It harkens back to the Sex and the City post-it note breakup.
Right.
But that's
kind of...
I'm
sorry, I can't. Don't hate me.
Right.
Right.
So, like, using these things that are supposed to be totally mundane as something that's, like, a really, really big deal.
Right.
It's kind of fun.
Wait. There was another, like, post-it note. Well, Romy and Michelle's high school reunion. Like, they...
I haven't seen that.
They claim... I should watch... I actually don't know if I've seen all of it.
What'd they do?
This is, like, two girls going to their like high school reunion mm-hmm. and they feel embarrassed that they haven't done more, so they pretend that they invented the post-it note.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Such a great idea.
Which again, it's this random, but I'm like it's interesting to me, and I know I keep saying this.
Yeah, I'm kind of like rounding out on...
I know, but I want to say it one more time.
Great.
Please, it's important to me.
Okay.
Like building like because it's just like language of thought kind of it's not one-to-one, but you know, there's clearly a connection there.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have a lot of means of like of like changing the language that we see in the world around us. And so I think we rely on like the therapeutic thing you said, but I actually think that's really hard to like, that takes actually a lot of training. Mm-hmm. And that's very like CBT of being like, when I think this, I think this, when I think this, I think uh-huh. this. So I don't know, whatever.
Heard.
I think there's more there, but I'm willing to move on and,
leave it open. Well, I think maybe there is, mm-hmm. but I feel like all the like ways of like addressing it or whatever are like kind of like tech now that it's like,
yeah,
you go into an app and it like,
yeah. And I'm not like so interested, I guess, in the part of it that's like the logistical part of it. What interests me
really?
About it?
I'm like,
I think
like
the part that interests me is that it's like, I don't know, like maybe like the poetry of like the desperation of like pinning something so big on something so small, mm-hmm. right? The like personal change,
yeah,
like being reliant on this, like, and it's like they're so flimsy,
yeah.
Even when you put them on the wall, it's like God forbid there's wind, and like they don't last that
yeah,
long.
Yeah,
the
yeah,
glue
totally.
like dries, right?
And you're like, they're, this is gonna change my life,
right?
Or you're like, I'd like it to,
right? Exactly.
And it's like a post-it note,
right? And it's a post-it note that says like gratitude.
But maybe that works. I feel like that's why people get like tattoos. Tattoos is like the post-it note.
Totally. People do use that's a good works. Point. People do use it's another way of like building language into
that's
your
like I really want to remember.
Or
this
you know
idea.
What people do is like there's the whole like, you know, suburban design aesthetic of like words from, you know, like, TJ Maxx or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Right. Like a pillow that says like
home is
love is yeah, yeah right. That's true. That's another post-it version.
Mm-hmm. I do actually have a lot of the art in my house is words. A mm-hmm. lot of like what I have hanging. I have like the Serenity Prayer. I have a gemstone thing that says baby. I have this like, I don't know, mm-hmm. whatever.
Yeah.
All right.
It's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it all becomes just like background. Like you probably don't notice it.
Right.
But that's okay.
You only notice it when someone comes over and looks at it.
Sometimes, yeah, yeah, which is.
And maybe that's right.
Yeah.
Right.
And probably same with a tattoo.
Right, right. It's like tragic a little bit. There's like an element of tragedy, yeah. where like these big efforts pinned on these little things that then just like fade into like the walls yeah. of your life.
I don't think it's so sad.
I don't think it's sad, but I do think it's tragic.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know what I mean by that. All right. I actually don't know if I can read what this says. This is Natalie's second idea, On My Way, On My Way.
It's like, I know we've talked about this before, but the thing of how On My Way, OMW corrects to right. On My Way.
Right.
Exclamation point.
Mm-hmm.
Like all written out.
Yeah.
And then, and I've been using On My Way exclamation point now. Mm-hmm. And to me, it's become a thing where I'm like, that I know this and the people that are receiving it know that is shorthand for OMW.
Yes, totally.
Like,
because actually to get OMW, you have to be like, OMW, press the X so that On My Way.
Literally. Yeah, yeah. Or like go back and delete the thing that showed up right, and then right, do it again. Right, and it like doesn't right. suggest it the second time because right. it's like we get that you're
right.
wanting to do something random.
Right.
So I'm like, the thing with like a shorthand is you're like, you know what I mean.
Yes.
Like the other person knows what you're trying to say. And everyone knows that On My Way! Exclamation point is
so true.
The thing that gets, that just happens.
Right, right, right.
So I'm like, you guys know that I didn't type that out and that mm-hmm. I'm not conveying that vibe of the person who typed it out.
Right.
And put an exclamation point.
Right.
But I'm just using the code.
Right.
So that's that.
That's so true and smart.
Thank you.
That it's like you're like, right, like I'm saying this, but what I really mean is OMW.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Like it's like more casual.
Right.
So true.
Bortsy down to the next one.
Borts the house down.
Big ships turn slowly.
Yeah, this is my idea of big ships, which I've been saying, and we can go slow because it's also about personal transformation, but it's the beginning of the year. And it's
right,
a time.
Right, Jan 1.
You know something about my family that they've always, like, both my mom and my dad, like, separately have always been like, New Year's such a stupid holiday.
They hate it.
Yeah, they're like, it's so arbitrary. And I'm like, it's literally not arbitrary. Or like, it is arbitrary, like, because it's like a random day on the calendar, whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I actually think it's like really important to have a holiday that's about like reflection and time and like, you know.
Yeah, yeah, I like that.
Anyway, big ships is a thing that I've been saying, which is like personalities are big ships, which is that like they're hard. You can turn them, but they're like big and slow. Like, yeah. You know how in a cruise ship, it's like if you need to turn a cruise ship, like a cruise ship's turning radius is like massive. Mm-hmm. And it takes actually a lot of like fuel to do it and energy.
I feel like you've been saying it in a better way. Can I say it the yes, way that you've been saying
I know,
it?
Yes, yeah, please. I know. Yes.
You're like, and it's not just personalities. It's like everything.
Right.
So it'll be like blank change is like a big ship. So yes. Like, yeah, like personal change is like a big ship. It turns slowly.
Right. And there's a lot of things where it's like, it's a big ship. It turns slow. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You said that about stand-up to me one time.
Oh, really?
I was like, I have some new jokes, but some old jokes, and like, yes, right. Like it's like I'm wanting my hour to be more like this, but whatever. And you were like, it's like a big ship, like it turns slowly. Like,
oh my god,
you'll get rid of the old material slowly, you know, the new material slowly.
Yeah, wait. Oh my god, that's so astute.
It was, when you first said it to me, I was like, who said that?
Right. I know, and I was like,
I thought it was Shakespeare herself.
Right. No. Right. And it applies to a lot of stuff. I guess so. That's just
and
a
here comes like the ship operator being like, actually,
right, exactly.
But no, they turn right. slowly.
It's true with stand up, and I get stand up. It's actually another thing where you're like, you want it to. You're like, I'm ready for it to change, mm-hmm. and it's like, unfortunately, this is a big one.
Yeah,
you know, this is a big, and actually, it's like a personality too, where you're like, this is the accumulation of a lot of experience and time mm-hmm. into this thing, and so, you know, it's not so easy to. Anyway,
it's a great expression.
Thank you.
How often has someone come up with an expression?
Right, blank only is a big few ship. Times. Turn slow. Yeah, and I hope I'm the. I hope it's like there's not so many other people who've used that metaphor.
They have.
Yeah, I haven't heard it.
But how did you come to you? Like, were you like engaging with the idea of big ships? Were you watching them? Were you thinking about them?
How does anything come to anyone?
Sometimes they're looking at stuff.
Right, but in this case, I don't know.
No.
I wasn't particularly looking at it. I love thinking in metaphor.
I know you do.
It's like I just adore it.
Mm-hmm. I know that about you. I like it too.
Well, you know what we do often is like, I love
yeah,
when
I mean,
we
that's like,
yeah, right. I'm like
the
like,
whole show. Yeah,
right, exactly. It's like, yeah. So we do.
Right. Yeah.
But what we actually do, which I really like, is like finding the true metaphor for something. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes I'll bring in a metaphor and you're like, but that doesn't actually work because right. in that case it's like this. And like that kind of like technical work with the metaphor is so fun.
Yeah. The big ship is really good too. Cause it's like. Probably, and by the way, we're guessing, but to turn the ship, it's like you have to like really slowly face like all these other directions before you turn around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's like,
right.
Probably everyone on the ship is like, what the fuck?
Right,
and
right,
the
right.
driver's like, just hang tight. On. Yeah. Like we're turning, right. you know?
That's interesting.
And like you are both the driver and the people.
Right.
And your friends are the people.
Right.
Or your family.
Mm. And with personality, I think the reason the metaphor doesn't work is because I do think there is an extent to which personality, there's a limited turning radius. Or not turning radius, but rather limited like degree of turning.
Mm.
Like I think you actually can't fully 180 with your personality. I think you can, maybe you get 30 to 50 degrees of change. Not even 50.
I don't know about that. Because I feel like over time.
Right, if you really.
Sometimes people just. If you're really working on it. Not on purpose, but just life changes
guess
them.
Guess I just. I'm having this thing where I'm like, there's these big things I want to change about myself.
Mm-hmm.
Not huge, but like, really like bigger things about the way I am. And I talk about it in this way where I'm like, well, you know, of course I'm going to fix that. And I'm like, wait, like, I'm 30. You know what I mean? Where I'm like, that's kind of old for me to be like.
No. I don't believe that.
Right. I agree. I actually think you can. And I've heard.
Like 30 is like old for some things, but it's not old for like
your personality changing.
But not like personality. I feel like personality is kind of this like.
Right. That's not exactly what I mean.
Intrinsic thing to who you are. You're talking more about like.
Way of being.
Yeah. Like behavior stuff.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah.
Or like thinking patterns. There's and that's this... like the idea, honestly, that like 30 is.
Right.
Too old to be investing in like. Mm-hmm. Changing your ways of thinking is actually like cuckoo riku crazy
right.
like
self-defeating
yeah and just honestly like insulting to like everyone who's older than us
right
and like you should be changing your ways of thinking when you're 70 and 80 and 90 you know
and
what
people
I mean?
Can and they do
yeah, they do they always do
right Wait, I had one more thing, but maybe it's not so important.
I bet it is.
About changing your personality, whatever.
Because personality.
It's not right. It's like a way of, it's way of being.
Personality.
Personality.
Yeah.
Could be like a thing.
I made that up once. Really? And I told it to my sister and she was like, that's really good.
Yeah, it is really good.
She thought that was very good.
Yeah, that's very
and
good.
And my older sister.
Right, right.
So
right.
You can imagine how hard one that was.
Right. No, I mean, Clara, she's not going to be so easy to please.
No. Well.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, like that. I don't know. It was younger.
Right.
It was back when age, like, mm-hmm. It was more of like a factor.
No, I agree. I think it's like, you should. It's like a beautiful thing to do.
Yeah. Metamorphoses. Fabulous.
Oh, this is what I wanted to say. One of my, actually, I would say, maybe legit my all-time favorite song ever.
Oh my God.
Is a song called Sister by Angel Olsen.
It's not the song of the week though.
No, and it hasn't actually been ever the song of the week.
It's maybe like above that.
Yeah. It's okay. Actually a song that's so special to me that it's like, I can't listen
maybe
to it.
Maybe it's the song of your life.
Yes. It's, yes. Maybe.
I should listen to it. I don't even know it.
Oh, it's so good. And it's this like kind of long epic song, but it ends with like this 3-minute refrain of her saying, all my life I thought I'd change.
Aww. Oh,
it's so good. And it's called Sister.
I think that you need to write a song.
I know, but I actually really think I need to write an essay.
You. Okay.
But can I do that? You know,
yeah,
I've been playing
course.
Music
and you
a
do.
Lot.
I know. No, I just, that's part of why I'm saying
right.
Take a couple phrases from your essays.
Right, right. And put them in music.
I'm not saying you need to show anyone or whatever, but I'm just like, I really feel like you have a song in your heart.
I know, you see it, but I'm like, I don't, I just, maybe, I need, it feels like I need to break through something to make that happen. It's not like I'm close. It's not like I'm like, oh, but I have like written little melodies. It's like, I have never even, although actually for the kids show I wrote for, I wrote the lyrics to 2 songs.
There you
go. And
they're
in the, they just got registered. So now I, for like some.
Copyright?
Yeah, for like copyright, like ASCAP or whatever, which is like, so now if they get played on like the radio, I'll get royalties.
That's cool.
Right. And I'm kind of like, I hope these become like huge radio
hits. I'll play them for the kids I nanny.
Yeah. One of them is about like how to take care of your friends when they're sad.
I love that. What are the lyrics and how does it, do you have the tune yet?
I don't know the tune. Ugh. I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
I would have to find the lyrics. I don't really remember.
You can remember some of them.
No, I can't at all.
Really?
Yeah, I can't at all.
I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, me too. That's so fun.
It's like, leave them alone. Don't talk to them. Walk away don't check in on them.
Do you want me to spend like a minute trying to find it or no?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
And I think I'll be able to.
Yeah, totally. You know, there's this book. I'll say this while Charlie's looking. I thought that I was just filling time, but
I'm like so interested in it.
I know.
And I kind of found the lyrics. I'm like, I don't really want to share them.
Basically, there's this kid who's upset. Mm-hmm. Maybe we can cut that other part, Emma.
Sure.
So basically, I just said this whole thing, but Charlie wasn't listening, which is something we had planned in advance. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like rude. Mm-hmm. I told him to look for something. I was trying to fill the time, but then it became interesting. So now he wants to hear it. So I'm starting over. Okay. It's kind of like what happened with Frankenstein a little bit. Like, you never know until you start, like, what's going to happen.
Kind of.
Yeah, I said kind of.
Right.
So, basically, this is a book about this kid who builds a car out of things and then it gets knocked down. He's really upset. Mm-hmm. And all these animals come over to comfort him and they all take a different tactic and none of them work until the last one who comes is the rabbit, and the rabbit just listens, just, like, sits next to him in silence and eventually the kid starts talking and that's what helps.
Right.
And the other ones, like, I know that they didn't do a good job, the other animals. Like, I understand why that didn't work. Like, one of them is like, let's get back at the thing that knocked over the car. It's like wanting to do revenge. The other one's like, it's okay, just rebuild it. Let's just make a plan. And it's like, he doesn't feel like making a plan. He doesn't feel like getting angry, whatever. Right. But the first animal that comes along wants to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like the crow or something. It's like the crow wanted to talk, so he like talks about what happened and says the stuff, and the kid doesn't feel like talking, so
that's
the crow leaves. But it genuinely stirs something in me because I feel like talking is how you get to listening,
right. It's a weird distinction to make because it is like, I get the emphasis is like, well, you shouldn't be talking so much
more
but
than the other person, but and I honestly feel like I this is something I have trouble with genuinely mm-hmm. in my life, is like when you want someone mm-hmm. to feel like they can talk to you about something yeah. or like someone's going through something and you want to like help them with it or right. like be there for them. Like I get if someone's like really sad and crying, you can right. just like sit there with them or something. But right. if someone's like going through something hard, like I feel like I will talk about it with them to like make it something that they can talk about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like be the one kind of pushing the conversation around it. But then sometimes that there is a tension there where people are like,
I don't want to do that.
Yeah. Like right. I don't want to whatever. I mean, I'm saying, like,
you know, you do this for me all the time. Right.
Where right.
you
like really maybe we're just like well matched in this way.
Right. 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 That is possible. But I also think it's like even a even a person who really does not want to like talk about it or like wants to be listened to be a good listener. It's like you need to actually give like good questions and good like.
Right.
It's not just like so go.
Yeah.
Like you
I
do
know.
Want some sense or like I don't know. I feel like. Even, like, the kind of therapist who really does just, like, sit back.
Yeah.
Like, it's like you listen for 20 minutes and then you say, like, you know, it's interesting, like, when yeah. you talk about this, you often use, like, these themes or this kind of language or this kind
right.
of, like, you imagine it in this kind of way, right? And, like there is, like, an input
a
is helpful
and
a stimulus for talking because also sadness is so often, like, circular and you're just, like...
Like, alone with it.
Yeah. I mean, this idea that, like... We've talked about this before, that like venting is the thing that we really need, like that like our emotions are like a discrete like mass inside us and like to get rid of them, we just need to like let them out. But that actually isn't really how it works.
Well, sometimes.
It can be, but not always.
Yeah.
Right? And it's the same thing with like this idea we have about like pimples where it's like, okay, there's this like, mass inside me that like I need. Whereas actually it's like
leave
a process
yeah.
inside you that's happening, that's creating this. And like, we need to kind of like soothe the process, right? Do you see what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah, kind of.
It doesn't always work. With yeah. emotions, it can be different. Sometimes emotions can be like a venting
need
thing.
To be let out.
And then you're just like, tell me.
Yeah.
Especially if the problem is that nobody's been listening and that you don't have.
Right.
But sometimes it's
the
like.
The thing that made me so frustrated about the book
yeah.
is I was like, it actually has a bit of an attitude towards the other animals.
Right, right, right.
And I'm like, I think I feel like a little defensive because I see myself right. in all of them and I'm like, can we just, they are trying to help, especially yeah. the talking animal, because right. I'm like, it's confusing yeah. to know how to
right.
show someone that it's time for them to, you know what I mean? Like,
and also sometimes it is like,
but honestly,
let's fuck them
maybe
up.
Maybe it is a good message. Like,
you've talked about this before. I can't remember. Maybe it was on another podcast where it was like, it's like anyone can write a children's book and you just get to be the person who tells kids, like, you know.
I don't think I said that, but that's interesting.
The idea that you're like, okay, and all of a sudden, like, Chelsea Clinton is the one who's,
oh,
like,
Lord,
giving
I mean,
this lesson about, like, resilience to, like, kids. And you're like,
yeah.
who authorized you?
Totally.
And it's like, and what are you saying? It's like, huh?
Totally.
But fortunately, I don't think anybody reads.
Children's books are so sick.
Right.
Like, they are literally the best thing we have.
Mm-hmm.
I really think. Because it's like,
right.
there's all these complicated things you need to, like, talk to kids about. And it's mm-hmm. like, how are we going to get into this? And it's like, the first answer is, like, get a book.
Right.
There's a book about everything.
Right.
Like, you need to
and
talk
when
about,
they're good,
like,
they're really good.
Jealousy or
right.
hitting
right.
or whatever. It's like, get a book. But then the bad ones are so bad. And I will point to Savannah Guthrie's book is... nonsense. Like, that's the one about the princess who wants to wear pants.
Oh, right.
And so she wears pants under her dress, and then that allows her to, like, jump in the water and swim with her pants and her dress on.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, she's gonna drown. And what is the takeaway?
Right.
Like,
you're like, huh?
It's like, sometimes princesses wear pants, sometimes they don't.
Mm-hmm.
And this one was able to swim because she was secretly wearing pants. Like, something.
Like, that's
nonsense. I actually need to go read it so I can, like, really get to the bottom of it again.
Uh huh.
We have to.
It's time to end.
Up. It's 1 o'clock.
Shoot.
Well, this has been a fabulous episode.
Yeah, this was really fun.
For me.
And we. Oh, it's nice. We have. Well,
we'll
you
save
know,
our
we
ideas.
We have more ideas, but like.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
We got some more stuff coming to you guys.
And we're going on tour.
Oh, yeah. Let's promote it for a second. Well, because we've okay. added more shows.
Yeah.
We
in
have now a
city.
Show in San Diego.
Is that official? That's actually not official.
Not official yet. But maybe it will be by the time this comes out. And if it's
so
not...
So let's remember to take this out if it doesn't come through
right.
by the time.
Right.
Can you make
I can make it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thank you so much.
Well, and what's the harm in being like, there might be a San Diego
right,
tour?
Right, Google it.
Google it.
Google Exploration Live San Diego. If it's something possible. Comes up, get a ticket. If it doesn't,
here's
don't.
What we have confirmed. We added an extra LA show. Mm-hmm. We moved our San Francisco show, so now there's more tickets available. Mm-hmm. And we added a second Seattle show. And there also might be a Portland one, but we don't know.
Right. So again, just Google Exploration Live Portland. If there's something there, then it came through. If there's not, just forget about that. There's no show there.
But I can't emphasize enough, there are, as of the time of this recording, tickets available for LA, Seattle, and San Francisco.
Yes.
And anything else?
No.
Follow us on, subscribe to our Patreon if you want more.
And follow us on YouTube.
Follow us mm-hmm. on Sletch.
No.
I just made that up.
It's very, very good.
Thank you.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye, everyone. Oh, we should bring in our guest. Just kidding.
That's funny.
That was a HeadGum podcast.